What's that, Ray?
You never got yourself your first to ever play button. That's a real one.
No, I just got the one that Mom made me for a joke. That was pretty funny, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The real ones are meant to hang up on your wall.
Yeah, I know. I could play it, put that one on my wall, but it's just a joke. Actually, I don't even know where it is right now.
Do you actually want to have a real one? Why?
I've got a real job.
Then you can make...
Oh, Ray, we're getting ready to draft.
What does draft mean?
For fantasy football. So, all right, I'm getting ready to do an intro. Okay. Right. Love you, buddy. Are you going to bed? What? It's bedtime. Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. Our draft is getting ready to start. I'm entering the draft room. All right. People are in. I'm starting the draft. Oh. All right. I'm clicking on... Okay, to start the draft. All right, draft is live. Okay, first up is Joey Sauer. What is that noise? I think the house is haunted. First up is Joey Sauer. First pick. He played with us in the Superflex League last year. The second pick will be Train 31. I'm not even sure who that is. Colton is third. I'm picking fourth. Ryan McKenzie, I believe that. Reagan, can you please stop making the noise? Thank you. Kids are supposed to be getting ready for bed. Pender's after him, picking sixth. Who? And then Stripper's Delight, that is lead all. Followed by Kyle and Joey and then Ben Dalby. All right, it's 1 minute down. Okay, first pick, Christian McCaffrey. Now, this is a super flex. Hey, why is everybody dropping out of this? I'm sending out a text. The draft is live. All right, and I think I have a great plan. I am really, hyper-targeting the wide receivers. And the reason, I know Joey and I talked about this the other day, about how it's such a bad plan, but because we start three wide receivers, we have two flexes and a super flex, and I've gone back through the past scoring, and it's like 16 or 18 of the top 30 players of point getters are not quarterbacks. So that is what's really got me here. So in the past, I've set up 2 minutes time here for per pick, and I don't know if I'm gonna like this because they're gonna take every sweet second they possibly can, and I don't know if you can hear my chair squeaking in the background, but I can, and I don't like it. So, first off the board is Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, a second pick. Colton is waiting. Oh, he picked Jalen Hurts. Now it's my pick. And I think I was going to go CeeDee Lamb, but he kind of has a tough schedule out the gate. Cleveland, New Orleans, Baltimore. I think I'm going to go Tyreek. He has Jacksonville, Buffalo. Yes, we are going Tyreek Hill with our pick with 26 seconds in. So I've made the fastest choice so far. Next up is Ryan McKenzie. And I don't know if anybody actually is going to want to listen to this. This is just a live play-by-play. I'm speaking into here. I wonder where he is. Leadall still is not. He's not in the chat right now. Okay. Ooh. Josh Allen goes to I think that's Ryan. I don't know what people's screen names are. Then, so Josh Allen goes to McKenzie. CeeDee Lamb goes to Pender. Lee Dahl is not in the chat right now. He doesn't, green light on. So he, I don't know where he's at tonight. I haven't talked to him in a while. And then after him will be Kyle, followed up by Joey Scarry, and then Ben, Big Ben Dalby. Goes by Quiet Bear on the screen name. He is picking 10th, but he is driving, so he put it on auto pick. And I'm going to take a drink. And, I was going to say this is a Yeti, but I think it's an imitation Yeti. But normally, I try to, like, listen to music during this, but I'm going to try and see if I can keep up, like, a constant stream of chat. I should give Cam a call, actually. See what he says. He might be in bed, though. So, I've got this sound here. A boy with his toys. I'm 47 years old, and I still think I got a big old kick out of that way too much. Draft with me. So we'll see what's going on here. I just texted Cam to see if he wanted to live chat this draft with me. But Lead All auto picked Justin Jefferson, and he is a Vikings fan. So this is not going the way as most of my mocks have gone. All right, so Joey is on the clock. All right, I'm plugging my phone in. And I'm calling in Cameron now. And so Kyle took Bijan. Amon-Ra St. Brown went to Joey. CJ Stroud goes to Quiet.
Hey, what's up, Quattro?
Hey, Cam, you're live.
Okay.
Yep.
Hold on a sec. I'm on the other line with my other buddy real quick.
Okay. You can hang up and call back. It's all right.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
So, that was live for Cam. Whoa, that went fast. So, Breece Hall, A.J. Brown, Pender took CeeDee Lamb so far. So, Stroud and Jackson are off the board. In my mocks, the quarterbacks have not been sitting there. Okay, he took Joe Burrow. And then Ryan, who are you going to take? I am looking at, so Ryan and then me. And let's see what he'll go. Is he going to go quarterback and double? Because Anthony Richardson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray are available. And, that's a little cray-cray. Oops. So, we will see what happens here. Ryan is sitting on that. So, just a first round. I think I am going to take Puka Nacua or Garrett Wilson with one of these picks. I'm sticking to my guns. I've been mocking, taking just super hyper-fixating on the wide receiver spot. Good Lord. So, recap of the first round. We have Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill to me, Josh Allen, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CJ Stroud. And this is a serpentine draft, so the 10th spot drafts first in the second round. So we go back to with Lamar Jackson, Ja'Marr Chase, Breece Hall, A.J. Brown, Joe Burrow. Jahmyr Gibbs just went, and I was too busy talking that I didn't. My sound must be turned down. So, I think I'm going to take Garrett Wilson here. And I just did. Man, I have to turn my volume up on my computer. Because, I had it turned down way down low. This happened to me last time. I was drafting off my computer. And it was, it was no bueno. I was messing around, and yeah, see, I just got the alert on my phone that it was my turn to draft. I already drafted. Cam a lama ding dong. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Miles, the highwayman Krogman?
It's the island boy. His name is Cam. He's 5'7". Not a real big man. Wait, are you 5'7"?
I'll take 5'7" every day of the week.
All right. How's it going today, man?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Yeah, Joey's like, hey, are you gonna live record this? I'm like, I was trying to get the kids fed and stuff, and I didn't think I'd be able to turn all the equipment on. But it worked. I figured you'd be in bed by now.
No, I gotta go to Minot. Start getting my souped up allergy shots tomorrow, nice. So I gotta go to the allergist and have them administer the first one of my red vial.
Yeah.
So I gotta do that. So I'm just hanging out now, yep. Watching. I'm getting into the 2025 class right now with the draft picks.
The
prospects.
I don't want to say you're a freak, but you're sick. You're a sick, sick man.
Yeah.
All right, I took Garrett. Well, this is the second round. Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, and Travis Etienne off the board. Joey Sauer has the last pick of this round. So far, Cam, Christian I'll read you off the order of the first round. Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill, Josh Allen, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CJ Stroud. That was the first round. Second round coming back, we have Lamar Jackson, Jamar Chase, Breece Hall, A.J. Brown, Joe Burrow, Jahmyr Gibbs, Garrett Wilson, Puka Nacua, Travis Etienne, and we are waiting on the, and then Drake London just went. So, remember the settings, this is that Superflex League that we played in.
Okay, year. Yep.
And I think I've done a little, oh my God. Big reach. Joey Sauer just took Jalen Waddle in the with a 3-1.
Well, that's ugly.
He's been going in like
5 or 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So holy cow. And so he has running back, two receivers, which are good, but no quarterback. This is a super flex league, but my plan's been, I'm just hyper fixating on the
wide receivers. I heard that.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you listened to the episode. How was it?
It was good.
So good. So fine. I know you don't like to smell your own farts, but I like the sound of my voice. So
that's all right. Well, as my grandpa would say when I'd fart, well, your voice has changed, but your breath is still the same.
Oh my. How rude. So, Joey said he's going to come out here with four quarterbacks, but he has Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamar Chase. Chase scared me off, where he's still holding out.
Yep. And yeah, I got him in my Superflex Dynasty best ball with my buddies. Fucker.
Hey, what's your language?
Are we live?
We are live. We are live.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Frick. It's okay.
Edit out.
Yeah.
I meant puck.
So, all right. So, Jalen Watt, Kyren Williams goes. I'm not sold on him. I don't know why. I should be.
Well, yeah, they're going to have him do a lot of special team stuff this year. They might kick him to the curb and let Blake Corum roll.
Mm-hmm. I've been picking him up in the mocks later. So, Colton is on the clock. So, he wussed out in our Dynasty League and got out of that, but he was fine playing in this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know who he's going to take, though.
You're after him?
Yeah, I'm after him. So, I'm looking at Marvin Harrison, and I usually don't draft rookies, but the guy has just...
What's your team? Who's on your team right now?
Tyreek Hill and Garrett Wilson. And he just took Marvin Harrison.
Oh, what wide receivers are left? Olave?
We got Olave, Davante Adams, Brandon Ayuk, who scares me right now because he just re-signed, and Mike Evans. But Evans has usually been going like a round later. But I don't really want to take Saquon here.
What other running backs are there?
Saquon, Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. I should really just probably make my decision. I was like really into like standing hard. Like, you know what I'm going to do? It's Chris Olave, Cam.
Yep.
I'm sticking to my plan. So I've got three wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave.
Ryan. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I just think there's value to be had with running backs later. And there was Anthony Richardson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray were the like the three top quarterbacks right there. In this, and I'm like, man, Richardson scares me a little bit. Oop, Devontae Adams just went. And
well, it sounds like you're getting down into the slim pickings of wide receivers. After Devontae Adams, it's getting to be.
Well, it's not so bad. There's Ayuk, Evans, Pittman, who I don't want this year, Diggs, Nico Collins, DJ Moore, Debo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, Malik Neighbors, DK Metcalf.
You draw the line at Malik Neighbors. Yeah, that's right. That's where I draw the line.
Devontae Smith.
I think he's gonna go. That's what all the guys I've been listening to are saying. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. So, Devontae Adams went. Jonathan Taylor went to Pender. And Jordan Love went to Leadall, who is. Ooh, I'm getting a weird echo. I think. Can you hear all my papers rustling?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Is that better? Yeah, I think there's.
I took my phone off speaker. I had you on speaker. That might have been.
Oh, okay. Yep. Then Leadall. I don't know where he's usually. He popped in here for a second and then. Oh, I wonder if Kyle knows this is a super flex league. Because he has Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall, and Saquon Barkley.
Well, maybe he's going RB, robust RB.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely is. But he played.
Well, he's got three studs right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, oh, yeah. And that's two running backs, and you got two flex and a super flex.
Yep.
So he's got three starters right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does. So I'm just.
He's going to be picking table scraps for receivers, but he's going to get low-end wide receiver. Yeah.
And that's like when I'm mocking, I'm able to get like some running backs later. And I might have to adjust my schedule a little bit because I was like every mock I was getting Waddle.
And
oh my God. So it went Barkley, Kelsey, McBride. And then
there go the tight ends.
Yep. And Derrick Henry started off the fourth round to Ben, and then Joey got Caleb Williams with his first quarterback, fourth pick, 4-2. And what are you going to do here, Kyle? So,
if Mike Evans falls, you might want to smash that one.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to stack him with Baker Mayfield later in the. Nope, Mike Evans just went, followed by Sam Laporta. And, I better click off that. I don't know.
I know you're not big on tight ends, but what if Kincaid comes back? Or what if Kincaid falls?
Oh, he's going to. He is.
What running backs are left?
All the running backs that haven't been picked.
Okay. What are the names of some of the guys left on the board?
Josh Jacobs, Devon Achane, Isaiah Pacheco.
Okay. Holy cow. Dude, so you got the number four pick, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll. Boy.
Oh, Josh Jacobs just went.
I was going to say Josh Jacobs, and then if you could stack him or get another running back on the way back around with Pacheco, those two are supposed to be stud running backs along with Henry this year. So.
Do you like Bo?
No. I don't like people. Anybody that's named after a guy from I like how he got his name. Debo from Friday. That's his nickname. I don't even think that's his real name.
Oh.
Yep, Debo, you know the mean guy in the movie Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it. Man. Do you think Mark Andrews is really hurt? Because he was in the.
I think he's probably going to be – he's banged up, I bet.
Yeah.
You can't go get in a car wreck and then freaking expect to play football, a month or two later.
Well, not
and,
you and I can't, but these are real men.
Yeah.
We're just little bitty baby boys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who just went? Cooper Kupp just went. Holy cow. He's been going like in the fifth, if not this. Yeah, he's been going in the sixth round in mocks.
You know what you got to do, Miles? You might have to switch to water here, and you might have to go.
Pee my
you might
pants.
Not be able to. You're like, okay, so what ride? What wide receivers are left?
Let's see. Oh, it's my pick. Shoot. I thought I had one more guy to go, so I've been waiting 30 seconds. All right. I have got my thought process. Do you think Dalton Kincaid is going to end up being like basically the wide receiver for?
Yeah, I do. I really think he is.
I think he is too.
I'm not kidding you. I haven't been hearing good things out of the training camp from Buffalo with Keon Coleman or. Yeah.
All right. I picked Kincaid.
Okay. That'll throw Joey off a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it will. Well, he was there. Any mock I had, he wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. Now you don't have to worry about tight end.
You know, I still might pick up Paul Taysom Hill at the end just because. Because
yeah, you might have to reach for him.
No, he's been going in like.
Well,
mocks.
Yeah, but.
But yeah, in some mocks he goes, and some he's going like in round 14, and other ones he goes undrafted completely. So,
oh really?
Yeah. So, after me, Colton got Mark Andrews. Leadall was out of service, so that's why. Oh no! Wait, where's he at? Yeah, he drafted Jordan Love on auto draft, and a. Sam Laporta for Detroit, and he's a Vikings fan, so so he's gonna hate. But he got Jefferson first, so anyway. After Colton, we went. Colton got Mark Andrews. Who is train 30? Oh, that must be Anthony. I couldn't remember what his name. Brandon Ayuk went to Anthony. George Kittle goes to Joey Sauer, and they just got married the other day. Congratulations, Joey and Danny.
Okay.
Danny's a girl. Just for the
okay. Record. I was like, yeah. I guess.
By God.
Not my deal.
Well, I think her real name's Danielle. Danny, for sure.
Yeah.
God. Cam, So, on the board right now, Anthony Richardson, Dak Prescott, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. Jared Goff, Michael Pittman. DJ Moore just ran. He was not even up on my board.
So the wide receivers are like they're getting down into the.
Well, see, I think I'm liking Neighbors. I really like.
Yeah, for targets, but are they quality of targets?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. PPR, man.
You know how many touchdowns the Giants scored last year? I think it was 22 or 24 touchdowns total in the whole year.
Yeah, this is a new year.
So
how's the Minnesota defense?
What?
How's Minnesota's defense?
I haven't heard about their defense. Yeah. I don't know. Is Pacheco still there?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, he is.
Pacheco's with the Chiefs.
No, it's still available to draft.
Oh, yeah, Pacheco's there. I'm not sold on him. Have you been watching that Carson Steele kid?
Yeah, he's going to be good, but I think Pacheco, they're going to run him into the dirt and something might happen or he's just going to go.
That's what I think. You know what?
What other running backs are there?
You know what I'm going to do? DK Metcalf faces off against Denver, New England, Miami, Detroit, Giants. His first 5 weeks of crappy defenses.
Oh, is he still there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's number one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he's fallen.
Yeah. Well, this for receivers, there's Pittman, Diggs, Nico Collins, who I don't want to deal with any of those guys, Debo, Malik Nabers, and DK Metcalf, and Devontae Smith. Do I play the game? Oh, should I? Oh, I'm going to walk. Oh, they all kind of go in the same place.
I'd reach for DK because Done. Debo, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's who I picked.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've been getting him sometimes, like in the sixth, but he faces a weaker schedule than Debo or Malik does at the beginning of the season, and that's why I went with him.
I don't like Debo just because there's too many mouths to feed there.
Well, did you hear what happened to Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah.
That was, ooh, wow.
That's freaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops. Yeah, that's freaky.
Oh. Okay, so I took, with the 5-4, I took DK Metcalf. Devon Achane went to Ryan next. Kyle Pitts goes to 5-6 to Pender. And we lead all is on the clock. How do you feel about Pitts now? I know you were angry with him.
Well, we'll see what Kirk Cousins does for him.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins has made – well, he made DJ Hawkinson last year, or yeah, he helped true. Him.
Yeah, helped him a lot.
And he also helped what other tight end did they have in Minnesota? Not really not like a Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews, but – he always makes his tight ends fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he does. So. Okay.
So I don't know. I'm still rolling the dice on him. As much as I don't want him on my team, he might turn into a tight end, or might turn into a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know.
My goodness.
Man, you might want to think about going a quarterback with all them good quarterbacks.
That's what I'm thinking. I know the footballers say stay water, stay fluid. And
you're loaded at receiver right now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
like, and you got a good solid tight end.
Well, like, Tua, 1, 2, 3, 4 is the fifth ranked quarterback available on this roster or available on this right now, and it would stack him with Tyreek. And
yeah, but I don't know if you want to reach on Tua that far because he. You know, in a good case, he'd come back the next pick, and then you could get him for your second quarterback.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Hey, what do you think of Jaden Daniels?
I like him and Caleb Williams. I think I hope that both of them take the world by storm.
Yeah,
I'm cheering for both of them, honestly.
Yeah,
I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a freak. I think Caleb Williams is just he's got the talent there.
Yeah.
Odunze is, you know, well, they signed, didn't they sign DJ Moore to a longer contract or they paid him?
Yeah.
And he's good. He's good. Odunze might end up getting stuck with the Devontae Smith role.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, everything we said is as long as there's no injuries or anything, he might be more of a long-term, like for a.
Yeah. For Dynasty. Yeah, Dynasty. Odunze for sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. But redraft.
Yep. So Kyle at the – or not Kyle. Pender at the 5-6 to Kyle Pitts. Lidahl at the 5-7 took Roma Dunze, but he's on auto pick. But his light's on there, so I don't know what the deal is. And Kyle went with Michael Pittman at the 5-8. The ball is in – oh, Lidahl took a Dunze just to keep him from Joey.
Yep.
To keep him from getting that stack with Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I betcha. He's spiteful.
And watch, Joey will take somebody from the Vikings that what's-his-face wants in the later rounds.
Yeah.
And then Lidahl make a straight-up trade Odunze for Addison later. You know.
I'm, by God, I don't. Oh, wow, that wouldn't happen fast. So, Joey picked Pacheco at the 5-9. Stephon Diggs goes to Bennett 5-10. Coming back around at the 6-1 is Nico Collins. And what's Joey going to do? So he's got two receivers, a tight end, a quarterback, and a running back. So he's going for a balanced approach.
Yeah.
And I don't like Kelce this year. I can't lie. Oh, he went with Anthony Richardson. I might go back-to-back quarterback, Cam. It feels dirty. Ooh, wow. That happened quick. Evan Engram went off the board at the 6-3. Yikes. That seemed very early for him. And then... I was going to say Jahleel Cook, but that's not his name.
James Cook?
James Cook. Is it James Cook for Buffalo? I couldn't remember his first name. Yep. He went to Lidl, and Pender's on the clock. Man, I am just...
So who are the running backs that you have queued up that you think you can get away with?
I have Kenneth Walker and Alvin Kamara are sitting here. And I think Kamara is going to get a lot of dump-off passes. Maybe I can pick up Derek Carr later and see what happens. And then I like Kenneth Walker this year.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of he's been getting a lot of pump. Yeah. Who are the quarterbacks that are still left there?
Dak, Kyler, Justin Herbert, Tua, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Jaden Daniels.
I think I'd roll. Honestly, I think if Kyler falls, Kyler or
I really like Kyler. He's got a weak. Dak has got a tough front end schedule. Cleveland, New Orleans shouldn't be too bad. Baltimore, the Giants have a decent defense. Pittsburgh's got a decent defense. Kyler, though, his first opponents, Buffalo is weak. The Rams are weak. Detroit is weak. Washington's weak. And then he plays San Francisco. But first five games, he can just roll.
Yeah. Good players will be good players.
That's true. I'm really...
Go Kyler and then see if any of the quarterbacks fall to you. Maybe hit Tua on your way back around if he falls.
Yeah. My God, this feels... Okay, who's there? So I've got right now, Debo's still there. Malik Nabers is there. Devontae Smith is there. Kenneth Walker, Alvin Kamara. Man alive.
Boy, I don't. Do you want to get Jake Browning and Joe Flacco for your quarterbacks? I'd at least get one.
Yeah.
I'm not with them. Yeah. That good of quarterbacks falling.
I've got Kyler.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Kyler at the 6-7. Yeah, it's funny thing is the mocks, the way the mocks have been rolling out. They're not there. They're just plain old not there.
Yeah, every draft is so different.
And that's, I asked Grace, I said, you're going to do a mock? And she's like, why? She's like, it does not. She's like, nothing ever plays out the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's right.
And it's I did a few, and then I was like, this is like,
it's worth it.
Before my other dynasty with my buddies that I got, the home league, we got one.
What is Jaden Daniels, Tampa Bay? How's their defense?
I haven't heard about Tampa Bay yet.
Washington, Tampa Bay. Middle of the pack. Sort of the Giants, Cincinnati, Arizona. Then he has Cleveland, Baltimore back-to-back. But the first 4 weeks could be great. Oh, am I just upsetting my apple cart? Wow. I know.
Who went?
Okay, so after me went Kenneth Walker, Debo Samuel, Joe Mixon, and that finished out the first round. Then it went Tank Dell, Jake Ferguson, the tight end out of Dallas, went to Anthony. Colton's on the clock, and he's got his two running backs. He's got two receivers, a tight end, and a quarterback. He took Dak Prescott. Okay, my pick, I think I'm going to take Malik Nabers, Cam.
And Tua's still there?
Tua's there. So is
how many other teams have two quarterbacks?
Team one has no quarterbacks. Two so and three get, have two. I have one. Team five has one. Six has one. Seven. Wow. Kyle has no quarterbacks.
Dude, you might want to think about one of them good quarterbacks.
And I've got Tyreek. Oh, do I want? Do I want the upside of
Jamie? Oh, you got to chase upside. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
Yep. All right. We're going big or we're going home. Jaden Daniels, back-to-back quarterback. Cameron.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So. Cameron.
Is it is it 4 point or 6 point?
Six.
It is six? Okay.
Yep. Man. May not be the most gripping of podcasts I ever put out.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna remove him.
So now you got the green light to, you know, it.
I can go.
Honestly, it doesn't feel like it, but like
I think in a super flex, right,
you got two starting quarterbacks, starting tight end. Mm-hmm. You got four wide receivers who are good.
Yep.
If Malik falls to you, take him.
Malik just went off the board at 7.5. Yeah, and that's okay.
Okay.
Well, somebody's texting me too. Grace is her dynasty league or her fantasy league is going on right now also, and they're drafting. And she just texted me, Reagan's teacher keeps stealing my picks. Oh my God, T. Higgins is off the board already. Did I tell you that?
No, but that's actually a good pick. He's in a contract year.
Oh yeah. But I think at 6'5", it seems like that's
might early. Be a little rich.
Yeah. But if you get to a point, you get your guys.
Yep.
Like Alvin Kamara just went, followed by Justin Herbert. And now on the clock is Kyle. Devontae Smith. My queue has been emptied, but that's okay. I think, holy cow, that went fast. So Devontae Smith and then Trevor Lawrence went to Joey, and then Ben got Pickens and Cooper back to back, and then Joey got Zay Flowers.
Okay. So
Joey has his three quarterbacks. He said he's going to come out of this draft with four.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that much of Trevor Lawrence. He's got a tough opening schedule too, if I remember right. Let me look. Jacks. Oh yeah, they play Cleveland the second week. They're tough, but the rest of it's not so bad. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
What running backs do you have on the board right now?
Let's see. Aaron Jones, DeAndre Swift. I refuse to draft Swift.
No. Yeah. No.
Ramondre Stevenson and David Montgomery, who I am targeting. Oh
yeah, he might. Who's after?
Oh my goodness. So, okay, Kyle at 8.3 picked Jared Goff. Nice, that's fine. He's got a nice little team shaping up. I'm really liking the looks of his team. And then after that goes Jonathan Brooks to lead all. Pender's on the clock, but listen to Kyle's team: Bijan, Breece, Saquon, and then Mike Evans, Mike Pittman, Devontae Smith, Evan Engram, and Jared Goff. That's a nice team.
He needs another quarterback on the next. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really liking that team. Yes. Yeah, and I was thinking about Goff, but so I have two quarterbacks. Okay, Ryan, who are you gonna take here? But I should probably. I have one more pick. Tell me, I should think about who I want.
Maybe a running back. I don't know. Aaron Jones or.
I'm not.
Are you going to punt? Are you going to punt and go with Jerome Ford and Chuba Hubbard?
I've been mocking them, yes. Oh, yep. Not Chuba. Chuba's not going to win you anything.
He's going to be the workhorse for the first 5 weeks. And then Jonathan Brooks comes in as a rookie.
He's going to ease
in. You can't tell me he's not going to get 20 snaps his first five games.
Yeah.
Or 20 carries.
Do I still love Ramondre Stevenson?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No.
I think... So, Kirk Cousins just went off the board.
And you're up?
Yep. I'm thinking
what wide receivers are there?
There's nobody I want. Kirk,
okay.
Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, Hollywood Brown, Calvin Ridley, Rashee Rice. But those are way a ways down right now. I should probably pay attention. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take David Montgomery here instead of Ramondre Stevenson, which just seems sick and wrong. But they play the Rams, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Seattle.
He gets all the goal line touches.
It feels so dirty.
Well, then take Terry McLaurin or Jaden Reed because they're the number ones. And that would stack you with Jaden Daniels if you went scary Terry.
That's true. I think I can rid or he's a ways down there though.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Get him on your way back.
Yeah. Where is he at? He's 81.
Well, you're reaching for people now anyway because everybody else is going off the draft board of their projections. Yeah. So.
Do I want Ramondre or David? I'm going David Montgomery.
Yep, David. I'd take David over Ramondre.
Yep.
Then who went?
I have to write my paper down. After Aaron Jones, running back, Minnesota Vikings. I did him in a mock the other day, and I forgot he was with Minnesota. Oh, my God. What do you think of Brock Bowers? Do you think they're going to use him as a rookie wide receiver or the an actual rookie tight end? Because they drafted a tight end last year. The Raiders did.
Yeah, they got Michael Mayer. I don't like it. I really don't. I mean, I got him in Dynasty, but...
Yeah.
Whoop.
Stop it, computer. Okay, what did I miss? Keenan Allen goes at the 8-9 to Anthony. James Conner goes to Joey Sauer at 8-10. He's back on the clock. Yeah, Kyle's team looks really good.
Who's
Kyle? Henriksen.
Okay.
Yeah. That's. Oh. Yeah, the quarterbacks right now are Stafford and Rodgers, so I think I'm good on quarterback right now. I might pick up a third later. I don't know.
Yeah, you can get Baker later. Yeah. You can get Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
But well, he's starting quarterback.
Baker's got a really, like, first five games just wide open.
Mm.
I didn't think Ramondre would come back. So, Joey S. There's two Joey S's. Sauer 84. We'll go with that. He took Goddard. And I don't know. I think his time is past.
So you're sitting on a. Is it your pick?
Not yet. Brock Bowers went at the 9-2. Now we're to Colton at the 9-3, and then it's me. So I've got sitting in front of me right now. I've got Terry McLaurin and Ramondre Stevenson. Chris Godwin. I like Najee Harris, but I don't like his opening schedule. It's really tough. Zamir White. I've not heard anything about him.
I know he had his second week of preseason. He balled out, but that's about it.
Oh, dude, bro. Who would you rather have? Rashee Rice or Terry McLaurin?
Boy, that's a tough one. I don't... Rashee's playing, right?
Yeah, he's they are postponing the judgment on him. Ugh. Grace wants to know Njoku or Kmet. Oh, Rashee Rice just went. So I guess
Njoku. Tell her Njoku.
Yep.
No. So you're on the clock?
Yep, I'm on the clock and Grace is on the clock. she's downstairs, I'm upstairs.
What running backs are there left? Or you got? Don't take Ramondre.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm fine with him in Dynasty. Running backs: DeAndre Swift, Ramondre Stevenson, Najee Harris, Zamir White, Tony Pollard, Raheem Mostert, Jalen Warren, Nick Chubb. I think I'd rather take McLaurin.
Yep, do it. Just do it.
Yeah, and I've got. I mean, I'm put me at five receivers, but hey.
You said you were going to get seven.
Well, I had seven in the first seven picks in the one mock.
Oh, okay, well.
And I drafted more than that. But now
you're good. Right now you're drafting. You got your starting lineup set, right?
Good Lord. I've never done that. I think we've got like one more. I'm short a running back. I need a running back, but
they're gonna fall. Najee might fall.
Oh yeah, it's. I don't even want him. Like I said, for the first 4 or 5 weeks, he's got a tough opening schedule.
Yeah, but he's also a starting running back in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. where they got Russell Wilson, who throws for 200 yards a game and one touchdown. Yeah.
Do you know who I am in? I'm hearting in this. So I'm coming up in the 10th pick, or in the 10th round. Do you know who I love here?
Running back?
Running back. Guess who I love? What team is he on? You'll know it as soon as I say it. Denver.
Jaleel?
No.
Oh.
Javonte? Uh-huh. He's either the guy or he's not. Jaleel is going way at the end.
Is he?
Yeah, he's way at the end. He's, oh God, I think.
See, I hate to interrupt, but I'm in best ball mode. I've done so many best ball drafts. And that's where I swing for upside. I don't even screw around with
you're no run around
plugging them into a lineup.
Yep. Well, I know.
Other wide receivers are there right now?
Of the Christian Kirk, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, Hollywood Brown, Calvin Ridley, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, Jordan Addison.
Cut it off at Ladd. I think if you could get, even if you could get Jaden.
Good Lord. So I took McLaurin. DeAndre Swift went, Jaden Reed went, Brian Thomas for the Jaguars went. Now we're into Kyle's team. Do you know who's down here that I absolutely adore?
Calvin Ridley.
No, I'm not sold on him. I don't know why I should be, but I'm just not. Deontay Johnson. He's the most.
Well, you could get him, and then for your third quarterback, get Bryce Young.
Yeah, I could. I think. Do you think he's better than he's shown?
That's what all the guys that I listen to, they're like, he's got the tools. If this is the year,
And they've put stuff around him.
They did.
I think I would rather have, because they both have very. He and Baker have very weak opening schedules, so I like that. I should have played this as my guest intro. You ready for this?
Yep.
Welcome our guest, Cam. Do you like that?
Mic drop. Yep.
Oh, God, I'm a child. I know.
That's awesome.
Okay, Kyle took Najee, so he's off my board now. Ooh, get down here, Baker. I had Baker Mayfield as my next one guy queued up. I don't want that.
No, not now.
So, Farmer Joe, he's on the clock.
So, is Zamir White still sitting there?
No, he just went to Joey.
Okay.
And then Christian Kirk, followed by Ramondre Stevenson. And back to Joey at the 10-2. You know, I was actually thinking about doing, if I was a little more computer savvy, or I was going to, do a screen. Watch on YouTube, where you, put your face down in the little corner and do a live stream.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, there's just too much going on here today. So.
That would have been cool.
Oh, yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. I got this phone adapter the other day, and I got this other thing the other day, and I started doing that. Ooh. Do you remember the 20th Century Fox sound? Oops.
Sorry. Yep.
Here, watch. Listen to this. Ray and
that's
I,
way too many farts.
Ray and I were Ray and I were talking about farts. So I just okay. So far Ben took Ramondre Stevenson the 10-1. Dalton Schultz goes 10-2 to Joey. Ooh, and he has Kelce already. I know Joey's actually going to listen to this. So
Yeah, I don't, I'm sure he will.
I'm not liking his team.
And we'll Who's see. His team? Who is it? Read his team off real quick.
Okay, and then hold on. TJ Hockenson just went to Kyle. Xavier Worthy went to Lidahl. Pender's on the clock, so I need to think about it for a second. But honestly, he has Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamar Chase, and Zay Flowers are his receivers so far. Isaiah Pacheco and Zamir White are his running backs. He's got Kelsey and Schultz for tight ends. Then he has Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson, and Lawrence. Is it Trevor?
So he's stacked. He's stacked a QB.
Oh yeah.
And if Kelsey, yeah.
Oop, Godwin just went. Mostert Kelsey, went.
More. Woof.
Yeah. All right. So, man, I think I need to take. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 receivers, a tight end, 1 running back, and 2 quarterbacks. I have to take running back here.
Yeah, that would probably be a pretty smart move.
Oh.
What running backs are there? Is Pollard there?
Yep, Pollard's here. Jalen Warren, but he's banged up, and he's got a tough slow. And Nick Chubb's on the pup. Javonte Williams, Zach Moss, Austin Eckler. I might. That's who's here. So 1, 2, 3. And there's a couple of Vikings fans in here, I think. He has no quarterbacks. You know, would you rather have Pollard or Javonte?
Well, and Javonte come back around to you?
Well, that's Isn't what I'm he thinking. Down the court? And that's what I'm thinking. I think I'm going to roll the dice. I am going to take Pollard.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Pollard. Or do I want to take Javonte and Deontay Johnson? God, I love Deontay.
You'll get one of them too, but yep. Javonte or so it's Javonte or Tony.
You know, I'm taking Javonte. I believe in that system. All right, I picked Javonte. Mm-hmm. And if he comes back, he showed up last year. If he was healthy, it would be even better. I should probably pay attention to the timer when I'm watching this because I'm just talking.
So you went Javonte, right?
Yep, I went Javonte.
You're gonna go Deontay or you're gonna go Tony Pollard if he comes back?
Let's see what my notes say to do. Oh, I take copious notes.
You don't take, yeah.
I do.
I know you take very great notes, but everything gets thrown out the window at the middle of the second round, and it's like you just start drafting the guys that you think are gonna hit.
Where is did that guy go already?
that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Who took him?
But Deontay is the number one there.
Oh my God! Yeah, Brian Thomas went already. I forgot. I was just going through my notes.
So Calvin Ridley still sitting there?
Yeah, looks like it. I think so.
Holy shnikes!
Yeah. Let me see where. Yeah, Ridley's here. Ladd McConkey's here. Jordan Addison, Deontay Johnson, Keon Coleman, DeAndre Hopkins, Jackson Smith and Jigba.
No, the only one you're interested in there is Deontay.
Christian Watson.
He might, but that's a reach.
Yeah. It's all the mocks we've done. It's usually, like I said, I try not to get too crazy in the first couple rounds. Is that my... Nope, that wasn't me. Okay, so after I took Javonte Williams, Jordan Addison, Calvin Ridley just went. Tony Pollard went.
Oh!
Hollywood Brown went at 11-1. So, you know what? I made it so that we could trade picks, but nobody really does.
Yeah, you kind of need a little bit more time. Yeah. Are you on 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need like... You need, like, it's almost you got to have a live draft for that, yeah. It seems like, you know. Mm-hmm. your Deontay's there, and then on the next go-around, you might want to go. Who?
Nick Chubb.
They can have him.
Yep.
That's so.
You can take.
I can't. Nick Chubb went over Jerome Ford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jerome Ford. I've been mocking him in the 13th round. Jeez. Yeah.
Because it might not be a bad idea to get another running back, but if Deontay comes to you, you might want to snag him and then.
Well, would you rather? Pray. I really like Deontay. He's a high floor PPR player, I think. And JSN.
Oh yeah, he gets a lot. Yeah.
I mean, it's just he hasn't been falling to me, and there's one pick before me. If he fall, I've got Deontay Johnson, JSN, and Christian Watson queued up. Part of me wants to go.
I'd go Deontay is the number one there. Christian or JSN's the number three.
Yep.
Until Lockett's gone and Metcalf needs a contract, which, you know, I mean, that'll be in another year or two, and then JSN he'll roll.
I'm taking Deontay. So Cole Kmet just went to Colton. I took Deontay Johnson at the 11-4. And man, Ryan's on the clock. So, I better write this down so I don't forget. Yeah, I've been wanting to get Deontay here, and I just couldn't make it work. And there he was. So I only have two running backs. Tell me what you think of my team so far. So I've got Kyler and Jaden Daniels. I'm going to need to pick up a third quarterback at some point with a little bit of
safety. Yeah, you will. You'll be able to roll the dice on maybe Bryce Young.
Yeah.
If you want to. And so, yeah.
You know who I think I'm going to take, though? Baker.
Baker, yeah.
Baker's got a pretty soft schedule at the beginning. So I got Kyler and Jaden. And then I have David Montgomery and Javonte Williams currently as my running backs. But there's three or four guys that I can get later. Like, Brian Robinson hasn't gone off the board yet.
Yep.
And I'm hoping – I think Joey, of the guys around here – Joey's like really into him.
Yeah.
Oh. Lead all is at Brush Lake. Is he working? Or is he on vacation? Probably on vacation. You never know.
Yeah.
Is Lead all a hard working man?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they all are.
I think, yeah. I think every. It's. I'm not like. Oh, your friend Rambo texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I could not find Matt in my phone anywhere. I didn't know he went by Rambo. Brian Robinson just went. So, shoot. He'd been falling.
What? So, what? Is Calvin Ridley still there?
No, he went.
What about what running backs are left?
Right now, we've got Jalen Warren, Zach Moss, Austin Eckler, Devin Singletary, Tajay Spears, Gus Edwards, Ezekiel Elliott, Trey Benson, Chase Brown, Blake Corum, Jerome Ford. That's Jerome Ford, my guy.
I like that dude.
Mm-hmm, me too. Charbonnet's there, but he's a backup. You know who I am getting in every mock, though, is J.K. Dobbins. He has not played this preseason. And Gus gives you a high floor, but I think Dobbins, if he is relatively healthy, if he's 90% of what he was, he's going to be hard to take down.
Yep.
Man, are these guys?
What wide receivers are left? You're down into the...
Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, DeAndre Hopkins, JSN, Christian Watson. Somebody just went. Zach Moss just went. Christian Watson, Jameson Williams, Cortland Sutton, Tyler Lockett. I think his time is done.
Cortland Sutton's going to be the number one in Denver, and Bo Nix has to have somebody to throw to.
Yeah. I was going to pick Bo Nix up at the very end. But No, he's got a really, really rough opening schedule, if I remember.
Oh.
Wait, no, he doesn't. Oh, yes, he does. I went through and marked off like all the top 10 defenses, and he in the first 6 weeks he plays Pittsburgh, the Jets, and the Raiders, who all have. He doesn't play an easy defense until week six. So, but after that, it opens up considerably. So, I was kind of weighing it. I've been looking at it a little bit different. I've been like. Because I remember one time I was so into it, I knew I was going to lose. It was a toss-up if I would win a game at all in my first 4 weeks, but I knew I'd dominate after that because looking at schedules. And you need to win those first 4 weeks and not the last 4 weeks I mean, because how often do I barely miss the playoffs?
Yep.
So what did you think about me giving Joey the riot act, reading him the riot? Oh, Ladd McConkey went also.
They can have him.
Yes, I'm not. Did you like me giving him crap about his points?
Yeah, that was good.
And when I said
he didn't think he had any transactions, yeah, you were like, you had 13.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah. How's that? I didn't even think about it. Okay, so after Zach Moss went at 11-7, Cortland Sutton at 11-8, Tashay Spears at 11-9, Jalen Warren at 11-10, and Austin Eckler at 12-1. And
are you up?
No, I've still got like 5-6 picks to me.
Is Devin Singletary still there?
Yeah, yes he is.
He's the starting running back in New York.
Yeah. What's their schedule look like? The Giants play Minnesota.
It's Washington, ugly and gross, but somebody's got to get the ball there.
Yeah. So his first 2 weeks, he's got weak defenses at Minnesota and Washington, but then he plays Cleveland and Dallas, and then Seattle and Cincinnati after that. So weeks 3 and 4, you'd have to sit him.
Yeah.
But, my God, is this guy going to make it back to me? Or should I just...
Who?
So I've got, right now, I've got 5 wide receivers, 2 running backs, a tight end, and 2 quarterbacks. I might just...
You got 10 people, and you need 16?
Yeah.
Miles, I'm not... You might want to reach for Jerome Ford.
Yep, he's next up on my list. Since Brian Robinson went, because he'd been like falling to 12 in the 12th round, but Deontay was there, man. I had to take him. He was just too good. So.
Well, Jerome Ford's a starting running back, yep. And I mean,
yep.
And I know it sounds gross and ugly. But then if you, on your way back around, you take Chuba.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're set at running back. Yep. They're all starters.
Yeah. Week 1, he plays Dallas. But, yeah, so that... What was that? Did you say, come on, dude?
No.
What was that?
Somebody must have reached for a player who just got drafted.
I have no idea. Hold on. I've just been talking. Okay, so. Oh, God, I lost my. What's this clicking?
Train of thought? No. Focus, Miles. Focus. Okay,
so Eckler went. Keon Coleman went. Devin Singletary did go. Aaron Rodgers went. Pender is on the clock. I've got Jerome Ford queued up. So. But JSN and Christian Watson are there.
So?
Should I take Corum and Ford?
I'd go Ford, then Corum.
Yeah. What do you think about them having Kyren Williams? Okay, Pat Freiermuth went to Pender. So he's got Pitts and Freiermuth. God, that sounds like there's a water leak. Is that...
I can hear a clock ticking in the background. Yeah. Maybe it's a timer on the screen.
It could be. Well, I've got a Coinbase app open also.
Oh, yeah.
That's not it. I don't
know. Is Jerome Ford still there?
So far, so good.
How many picks till you?
One pick, tell me. I think it must be this.
Yeah, I think it is. I can hear it.
Yeah, that is.
Hmm.
That's annoying. Holy cow. Has it been doing this whole... Maybe I just clicked the sound off on it. Holy cow, that was annoying. All right.
Yeah, now it's not doing it.
Okay, yeah, I found the sound maker. Yeah, okay. I gotta go... I've got JSN and Christian Watson higher on my board, but Jerome Ford, I have to take him.
Yeah, you need another running back.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Conklin, New York Jets goes
Let him good. That means Ford fell to you.
Yep. Ford, bam. Jerome Ford. Grace is not having a good draft. She's like, Kinsey is reading my mind. It's not fair.
So how many players have you drafted? 10?
We are 12. We're in the 12th round.
Oh, so. Okay.
Man. I'm just...
You sure you don't want to take Chuba?
Who do they play?
They figure he's going to get 20 to 25 touches the first 5 weeks of the season until Jonathan Brooks comes back.
Yeah, they've got the Chargers in New Orleans. Why do we call them? The Chargers and Saints the first two games, then the Vegas, then Cincinnati, Chicago, Atlanta. Holy cow. He might have a walk in the park.
Well, and the guys I listen to, like...
Romeo Doubs just went, why are people not picking Christian Watson?
Yeah,
is it because they've been burned by the past? I mean,
I think so.
He has, as DeAndre Hopkins goes, so we've got JSN and Christian Watson. Speaking of JSN, do you want to trade him in the dynasty leagues?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It's going to take more than a second rounder.
Yeah. I knew you were mad at him one time, so I just threw that out there.
No, he's a better receiver than frickin' he shouldn't be in Seattle.
No, he shouldn't. Do you like Trey Benson? I don't like him for this league, but I think by the end of the season, he'll be fine.
He might go, yeah. Ooh. He might go.
Mr. Sauer at the 12-10 took his first quarterback.
Who's that?
Joey Sauer. He's not.
No, who did he take?
He took Baker Mayfield.
Oh, there goes your.
There goes my.
Oh, well, now you got to queue up Bryce Young.
Yep. You know, I've been looking at him. I thought, you know who doesn't have a bad schedule is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but okay. Are you excited about anybody on Pittsburgh besides the running game?
Pickens is okay. Okay, so then JSN just went at the 13-1. Then Matt Stafford went at 13-2. Colton's on the clock at the 13-3. Oh my, Corum's still there. I have to take Corum.
Corum or Chuba Hubbard?
I think it's got. Oh man, Hubbard
one
is
of them's a,
Hubbard,
one of them's
Hubbard is so
all
much,
I, that's all I know.
Hubbard is so much further down than him.
Yeah, maybe he'll come around to the next one.
Yeah,
maybe nobody knows about him as far
that's
as
kind of what I'm thinking. Out. I'm kind of wondering if.
What wide receivers are there?
Wide receivers. Okay. We got Christian Watson. I wonder if people forgot to scroll back up.
Who cares what other people did? It's draft.
Yeah, I know. But I know because, by all rights, I should have taken Christian Watson there instead of Blake Corum.
Well, yeah, but now you got four running backs.
Yep.
So you're good. And you're 13 rounds in?
That was round 13. And Corum, the part where they have, was it Kendre Miller? Is that the running back for the Rams?
For the Rams? It's Blake Corum and Williams.
Kyron Williams. Yes, sorry. I was looking at that. They're having him return punts. That blows my mind. You don't usually do that.
Blake might go this year. As much as I wished I kind of would have drafted him in other drafts, but...
You know what? Do you think we had our dynasty draft too early this year?
I think we probably did.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was like buying into the hype. Everybody else is drafting. I'm like, we got to draft too. I think maybe.
It's an experiment. An experiment.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told. Yeah, that's what I told everybody too. So,
but the live draft is fun because you can trade picks and people are more into it. It's just, it's weird, but I mean, it's like they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's – well, I was outside today. I'm like, oh, I should have had everybody over today, and I just don't feel like it. Not right
now.
Yeah. I'll make it up to you. Promise, little buddy.
Good. That's good.
So that's good. After I picked Blake Corum, Tyler Lockett went to Ryan. Pender is on the clock. And let's see. Where is wrong button? So he's got CeeDee, or let's read. He's got Joe Burrow and Tua as his quarterbacks. He's got Lamb, Higgins, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, and Ladd McConkey as his receivers. He just picked up Curtis Samuel. He has got Josh Jacobs and why am I not getting these guys' names right? The Taylor for the
Jonathan. Colts.
Yeah, Jonathan. I'm just then and Kamara. And then he's got Pitts and Freiermuth. So
I don't know. It might go.
Oh yeah. Well yep. So anyway, after he picked Pendera went at the 13-6 Curtis Samuel. Gus Edwards went into 13-7 to Leadall. Bo Nix went to Kyle at 13-8. I don't think that's a good move, Kyle, but who knows? Chase Brown at 13-9 to Joey. Ezekiel Elliott and went to Ben, and he followed him back with Christian Watson. And Ben is auto drafting because he's driving. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about his team. But he's got Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry might be able to win you the league by himself.
He might, yeah. Oh,
Joey just picked up his fourth quarterback, Sam Darnold. Kyle gets Adonai Mitchell. Khalil Shakir goes to Leadall. J.K. Dobbins goes to Pender. And I was watching him later. He'd been falling. Oh, good Lord, we're in the 14th round. Josh Palmer. And now it's my pick, and I should have been queuing guys up instead of talking.
What wide receivers are left?
Let's see what we got. Jameson Williams, Jacoby Myers, Mike Williams, Rashid Shaheed, Jahan Dotson, Gabe Davis, Josh Downs, Quentin Johnson, Ricky Pearsall. Blech.
Yep, nope.
Maybe. Ugh, that's gross. Who's on my to-do list here?
What running backs are there?
That's what I'm looking for.
I bet Chuba's still sitting there.
Chuba's here. Trey Benson's here. I'm just going to go ahead and take Chuba.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's been going in mocks.
Chuba's a dark horse, yep. Dude. Like,
what do you think of Rico Dowdle?
Well, he might go.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let me see. God, Lord, Trey Benson is still there.
So you got two more. You got two more picks.
Yep.
There's a rookie wide receiver. You've probably seen that I picked him up in our two leagues.
Whittington or Whitter.
Jalen McMillan.
McMillan
for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
He's one that he's a rookie,
yeah.
And he's been balling. But yeah. Well, that's a Godwin gets hurt because Godwin slotted back in at the slot this year.
You know
they're putting him back in the slot, and McMillan's going to be on the opposite side of Evans.
I like Godwin. I think. Yep. Oh, I am. So I've got. I'm not going to take another receiver. You know me. I love to collect running backs. I like Thanos connecting gems. So.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Avengers?
Nope.
Oh, Jaleel McGoffin's still here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you believe Pender probably won't listen to this. He dropped him to the waiver wires, and I dropped somebody immediately to pick him up. I think I dropped AT Perry, and he dropped McLaughlin to pick up AT Perry. And I picked up McLaughlin. We could have made a trade, brother.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh.
So, well, you got two rounds left.
Yep, I've got two picks. So,
I know you got Taysom Hill. You better, are you going to reach on him on the 15th in case someone tries snipering you? Because some other guys are going to fall.
Yeah, well, what I'm looking at right now, I am.
It's your second. I hate to interrupt, but it's your second tight end and your third quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm nodding like anybody can see me. I'm like nodding like an idiot. So, yeah.
But I'm also I'm also in best ball mode.
Okay.
So
was it Derek Carr is available to stack with Olave. Geno Smith is available to stack with Metcalf.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And, I like the Geno pick.
Yeah, but they play three tough defenses in the first 6 weeks. And what was the other guy I was looking? Oh, Jaleel McLaughlin just went. Darn you, Joey too. Oh, who was the other guy I was saying? I had a plan. I'm drafting on my computer, so it's a little bit different.
What wide receivers are there still left? Like, read off the next 10.
I'm not going receiver. There's just Yeah, there's
what tight ends are there?
Musgrave, Auten, Taysom Hill, Ben Sennett. Sennett, and then I can stack him with my
Jaden and Terry McLaurin.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that getting too is that too cute by half?
Well, Hunter in Henry. Basketball, that's a dream stack in best ball.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you got to pick the weeds that you're going to play, Sunil. But it probably wouldn't hurt to pick up another tight end. Yeah. I mean,
man, I just think that Trey Benson is there, and I've traded for him in all of our dynasty leagues, and I just, is it a love affair that's based on butter?
Well, I don't know, but. You better pray. Like, and I hate that. Like, you need James Conner to get hurt because James Conner's still getting a lot of the work there until he gets hurt. And you're in freaking redraft right now. You can't wait on rookies.
You know what? Speaking of not wait, I'm gonna take Taysom here. I'm gonna take Taysom with this pick as soon as it gets to me. So after I picked Chuba Hubbard, it went Jameson Williams, Jacoby Myers, Jaleel McLaughlin. Hunter Henry, Xavier Leggett, Colton, we're waiting on you. Rico Dowdle.
Who took Xavier Leggett?
Anthony Hegness. And then Rico.
That's a dart throw.
Yeah. And then
he might go in the next couple years.
Yeah.
Or he might, maybe. I don't know. It all depends on Bryce Young.
Taysom Hill in round 15. Coming to my team, buddy.
You got him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're going to use him more as a running back this year.
Yeah, as a fullback. Like, I watched the preseason games that he played. Yeah.
Oh, my.
And next you're going Geno Smith?
Oh, man, they're like, I didn't realize they're texting, and they're not in the chat, they're in the text. And they're, okay, so after I took Taysom Hill, Geno Smith went.
Oh
yeah, I was kind of hoping he'd come back, but he's got, like I said, he's got a rough opener. Three top 10 defenses in the first 6 weeks. That's pretty rough. So.
Yeah, but he's trade bait. You're in a super flex league. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say Ryan.
Like starting, what starting quarterbacks are left? Derek Carr and who else?
Will Levis, Bryce Young, Derek Carr, Drake May. Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, does he have a week schedule to open?
No, Daniel Jones just sucks.
Wow. I've used him before.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. For who haven't? I remember Welder Jim was making fun of me because I played old Butt Fumble. And he's like, you're starting Butt Fumble? I'm like, hey, man. I can't remember what his real name is. Oh, wow. So Geno Smith went, Bryce Young went, Ty Chandler, Trey Benson. Man, I probably, if I was serious about that. So Ty Chandler, Jalen Polk, Luke Musgrave, Zach Charbonnet went in the 16th round. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I technically, I have three quarterbacks, and technically I have two tight ends.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson, man, that guy burned bright for 2 years, didn't he? Hey, Kamani Vidal.
No.
No, special teams, okay.
Yep, stay away from, he's a rookie anyway.
Yeah, well, rookie running backs are okay.
Yeah, but not when you got Gus Buss and frickin' J.K. Dobbins in front of you. That's a hell of a wall to break through.
Yeah, it is.
Well, those guys are good.
Yeah. So... So Zach Charbonnet, 16-1. Malachi Corley, Isaiah Likely. Marshawn, what is this kid's name? Show player guy. Marshawn Lloyd, but he's hurt.
Yeah, he's on the Packers.
Yeah. And so Pender with his last pick. Man, what do you think of Jalen Wright?
Yeah. Dude, if he's there, take him.
Yep, he's here.
Yeah. If Mostert or anybody gets hurt in 18, like.
That's what I'm looking at.
I was listening to that on the podcast, and Joey got him in the Dynasty League, and I got him in the Deuce League.
Yeah, I think I'm going to – there are quarterbacks. So Levis, Carr, May, Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew, Michael Penix, Jacoby Brissett. There's starters available still.
So you'll be able to stream, or are you going to just –
Man, I've got Kyler, and I got Jaden. I've got Taysom, and it's not a two quarterback league.
That's true. Yeah, Jalen Wright.
Mm-hmm. I think that's as long as Pender doesn't get too cute by half. So he took Jerry Jeudy. Okay, Ryan, I know nothing about you. Do you know anything about football? That's what I want to know. One more pick, and I've got Jalen Wright all queued up, rip-roaring, ready to go. My God. Time has flown. I'm like looking at the counter. It's been a minute, an hour, and 21 seconds. Oh, it's my pick. DeMario Douglas goes. Miles picks Jalen Wright.
Yep.
Dang. All right. What do you think of this team? CJ Stroud, Lamar Jackson, and then his running backs, Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Jalen Warren, Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, Zach Charbonnet.
Okay, so he's got two stud quarterbacks.
Yep. Henry's and a stud.
Running backs name his running backs again.
Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Jalen Warren, Austin Eckler, Ezekiel Elliott, Zach Charbonnet.
No, I don't like – I like two of them. Yep. Personally, I like two of them.
Yep. Yeah, it's – I like them, but not that much. And then I should have said, after I picked Jalen Wright, Adam Thielen went. And then his receivers are Diggs, Nico Collins, George Pickens, Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, and Christian Watson.
And he's got Diggs and Nico Collins?
Yeah. He auto-drafted.
Oh, yeah, that's –
yeah.
I don't
– yeah, and then he's got Musgrave and McBride.
I like McBride.
Yeah, but I think Ben is going to lose. This is Joey's team. He's got Caleb Williams, Anthony Richardson. Why can't Trevor Lawrence and Sam Darnold are his quarterbacks? He's got Isaiah Pacheco, Zamir White, Tajay Spears, and Chase Brown as his running backs.
I like his running backs.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why I'm not sold on Pacheco. I'm not sold on Zamir White. Oh, and then to round out the draft is Brandon Cooks and Will Levis. So, on that team, we got Pacheco, White, Spears, and Brown. Then receivers, we got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamar Chase, Zay Flowers, Keon Coleman, Jalen Polk, and Malachi Courtley. And then
he went really rookie heavy on receivers. Oof.
Yeah.
They're good. They're the studs. They're all like first round picks. But
And then he's got Kelce and Schultz for his tight ends.
Well, if Kelce doesn't, he might go.
I think, and that's what I was really hoping to get Rashee Rice, but that's okay. And then that was Joey's team. Kyle, we've got Jared Goff and Bo Nix versus two quarterbacks. For running, his running backs are just stalwarts. Bijan Robinson, Brees Hall, Saquon Barkley, Najee Harris, Devin Singletary, and Trey Benson. That's the core of his team.
Yeah.
And I remember a couple years ago, who was that kid in the Dynasty League that we played with? Red hair. Was it Engberg? Engberg. And he had Kamara and Cook, and he won the league because of those two guys.
Yeah. But this is super flex.
Yeah. And then
a lot different.
Okay.
Plus, it is still lineup, so you got a set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then his receivers, though, he's got Evans, Pittman, Devontae Smith, Cortland Sutton, and Adonai Mitchell. He got Adonai Mitchell in our Dynasty League, too.
Yeah, that's a good – he's got a good core right there. Yep.
And then for his tight ends, he's got Engram, Hockenson, and Likely.
That's actually – those are – that's a pretty solid tight end core. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then Leadall has got Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, and Aaron Rodgers. And his running backs are James Cook, Jonathan Brooks, Zach Moss, Gus Edwards, Ty Chandler, and Marshawn Lloyd.
Bunch of number twos.
Yeah, and he auto-drafted. So Yeah. But he's got Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Roman Dunze, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy, and Khalil Shakir. And then he has
one high upside. Yeah.
And he's got one tight end, Sam Laporta.
Good best ball team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Pender, he's got Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, and that Bryce Young. And for running backs, he's got Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara, and J.K. Dobbins. I was really
That's actually pretty damn good.
Uh-huh. Yep, and you take – I was really hoping – I was expecting J.K. to fall to me there. And, but I ended up with Chuba instead. So, and then his receivers, CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins, Jaden Reed, Chris Godwin, Ladd McConkey, Curtis Samuel, and Jerry Jeudy. I don't like his receivers.
I like the first three.
Yeah. I like Lamb. And Higgins is fine, but
Higgins is playing – he's playing this year for money for next year.
Oh, yeah. And then if Ja'Marr Chase who knows – I mean, if he's sitting out right now. So we'll see what happens with him. And then his tight ends are Kyle Pitts and Pat Freiermuth. So, and Freiermuth has got a like he'll produce some, and Kyle Pitts could be amazing. He might be garbage. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
So, and then for Ryan, we got Josh Allen, Kirk Cousins, and Geno Smith. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
And then for his running backs, we got Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane, both huge upside guys. Wow. That's so good right there. And then followed by DeAndre Swift, who I hate right now. Mostert, I just can't see him at his age producing.
Well, he's going to have to pick which Miami Dolphins player to play.
Yep. You know what? I've played both Steelers running backs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And won with them. So. But then he's also got Brian Robinson, who I was.
Oof.
Yep. And I think... I don't know if he's a league winner, but he's good.
So, yeah.
And his receivers, Devontae Adams, who I think still has gas in the tank, Cooper Kupp, Malik Nabers, Tyler Lockett, Josh Palmer, and Demario Douglas. And he's got Njoku and Conklin as his tight ends. So,
I don't know.
Like I said, I like his running, his top running backs. I like Allen. I like Cousins. I think they want Josh Allen not to throw or run as much as he has in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Colton has got Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, and Deshaun Watson. Is Watson busted?
He sucks.
Yeah. They paid him so much money. So, yeah. And then for his running backs, he's got Rashad White, Kenneth Walker, Aaron Jones, and Rico Dowdle.
Not bad though.
If you're only starting two running backs, it's fine.
Yep.
His receivers are Puka Nacua, Marvin Harrison, Rashee Rice, Jordan Addison, Romeo Doubs, Jameson Williams, and Adam Thielen.
So, I don't like that.
It could be fine. I mean, Harrison.
He needs Puka and Harrison to hit hard.
Yep. And Rashida continue what he was doing last year and not get into legal trouble. Yeah. And Addison has legal trouble too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's. Joey said he wanted to hear us give grades on players or on teams. I'm like, we'll just talk about them. So. Then Anthony has Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, and Matt Stafford for quarterbacks.
Who has that?
Anthony.
That's a good quarterbacks. Yep.
Then for his running backs, he's got ETN and Kyren Williams and Nick Chubb. Whoa, he's only got three running backs, and one of them's on the pup.
Well, one of your running backs might be up for a trade, right?
Yep.
You never know.
Yeah, and then for his receivers, he's got Ayuk, so he's got a stack with Purdy. He's got Debo also. Jeez, he's got Ayuk and Samuel stacked with Purdy on the same team. Then back to the receivers. So Ayuk, Samuel, Keenan Allen, Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, Jacoby Myers, Xavier Leggett, and Brandon Cooks.
Ooh, a bunch of number twos.
Yeah. Man, he's got such a good running back room, though. He's got good starting running backs, ETN and Kyron Williams.
Kyron.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I don't. If you listen to this, Anthony, sorry, man, I don't like your team. It's and then
I don't mind his quarterbacks.
Yeah, his quarterbacks, and it's super flex. So if you start those two quarterbacks, I mean, if you have Mahomes and Purdy, and then so, I mean, and you got Stat. Yeah, I mean, it could. I'm so focused on running backs, though. So you know me, it's always running backs. And then for tight ends, he's got Jake Ferguson and Brock Bowers.
I like
Ferguson.
Yeah. I like Ferguson. Bowers is I don't know if he'll go or not, but that'd be a hell of a that's a dynasty setup.
Oh, yeah. And then Sauer, he has Baker Mayfield and Will Levis. I don't like that. But let's see what else he's
no,
got.
No,
but he's got Christian McCaffrey. He's got Joe Mixon. He's got James Conner. He's got Tony Pollard. He's got Jaleel McLaughlin. That's a good very solid running back room. Then for receivers, he's got Drake London and Jalen Waddle. I think he reached for Waddle. I think he really reached for Waddle. But maybe that's because I've been getting him in the mocks in like the sixth round. So that's Drake London, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, Tank Dell, Hollywood Brown and JSN. So those first three I like. The Houston receivers, I don't know who's going to get it week to week.
Hard.
You got to pick. If it was a best ball thing, roll with
easy.
It. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of shied off of them because I don't know who is going to get the ball that week.
Yeah.
Oh, and do you want to hear? I don't even know if this is the best team, but it's my favorite team.
Go.
It's got Kyler Murray and Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
And then for running backs, Montgomery, Javonte Williams, Jerome Ford, Blake Corum, Chuba Hubbard, and Jalen Wright.
Yeah.
And for receivers, he's got Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Deontay Johnson.
that's pretty good.
And Dalton Kincaid and Taysom Hill at tight ends. Wow. I mean, I'm not exactly an impartial observer, but this guy's just going to roll fools.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty damn good team.
Yeah. It's,
you know, you take the name off of it, mm-hmm. and I know that you drafted it, and I helped you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or whatever, but that's still a loaded mm-hmm. team.
For not drafting a quarterback in a super flex till the sixth and seventh round.
You got to look at it you got all number ones. Your receivers are number one.
Yep.
Number ones on their team.
And I got McLaurin in the ninth. And Deontay, he's the one. They're, like you said, they're all ones on their teams. One, two, three. Six number ones for their teams.
Doesn't that feel good now that you drafted a tight end that early?
No, it feels dirty and wrong.
Oh, so you want to get, put Kincaid on the block. I bet there'll be people lined up to get him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably. And then my running backs are my weakness. Absolutely weakness. But
yeah, they are, but their number like the outside of Blake Corum, who knows what they're going to do with him if he's going to be the number one there or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a you got to think of it as a timeshare right now, 50-50. Yep. But that's Chase Brown. That's Chase Brown, and then the other guy, Zach Moss.
Yep.
That's Jaleel McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
than Javonte, but I think Javonte's a little bit ahead, like 60-40, 55-45.
Yeah. Well, and there's so
and
many.
Then you got Zeke and Dowdle.
Yep. There's That's so many split backfields. Sure. So many split backfields now.
Yep. New England. Mm-hmm.
And Jerome Horn showed out. I missed the boat on him last year. I remember you picked him up. I think you spent a bunch of fab to get him. I'm like, that was not what I would have spent it on. And it worked for you.
Yeah.
But no, I think that was a pretty good draft.
What's the team after you?
What's that?
The number three spot. What's that team?
We went through everybody.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. I feel bad for Ben. I feel bad. But his quarterbacks are so good. Stroud and Jackson. And he's got great. His tight end is good. If Derrick Henry does what everybody thinks, Derrick Henry might win him the league by himself. If he does what people think he's going to do. And the rest of them, it's blah. And Joey, I don't like his running backs. I don't like Pacheco and I don't like White, but I don't know why. And they're the starting running backs for their team. Why don't I like
them? I like them too.
Yeah.
I do.
Maybe it's because I drafted CEH and I'm just bitter.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he went on the PUP too. In one of our dynasty league hasn't even started and I've got four people that are on the PUP already.
It's because he got 95 running backs.
Yeah, well, is it CEH went to the PUP for mental stuff, and who else? And then AJ Dillon is on the PUP. I think he's done for the year.
I think he is too.
Yeah, and then I've got Ricky Pearsall got shot. He's on the PUP.
God,
I know. That's just. I don't know.
That's asinine. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and Grace is like, I should just let him take it. Like, man, I think he grew up pretty poor. I don't know all the story about him.
Yeah.
But I think he kind of had a tough life, and you just kind of.
I was rooting for him before. I was really hoping that they weren't going to sign Ayuk, honestly.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad they did now.
It's kind of weird how that just everything lines up a day after days after.
Yep.
Just weird, you know.
And, I remember when Brian Robinson got shot, I thought he was done. He played that season.
I know, that's crazy.
But yeah, Ricky got shot in the chest and missed all of his vital organs. That's just insane.
I know.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for Lidahl's auto draft, but he didn't have a bad team. And it's so hard to tell. Like, everybody says, they always love their team after the draft, and I usually hate mine. But I have the self-loathing thing going on. So,
I bet it feels a lot better to know that you got two decent quarterbacks and a freaking good tight end.
Yeah. It does feel good. God, I should eat something tonight.
You gotta reach on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm either boom or bust. I go for it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the way that's the way I used to do it too. It was like go big or go home. And then the dynasty thing has made me kind of go for like middle of the road complacency stuff. That's you're looking at it long term. And it's really affected my thinking on how I draft. Same thing with you in the best ball stuff.
Yep.
So, but alrighty, Cam.
Okay. I think
it's about time for me to make sure all the kids are in bed.
Yep, that sounds good, bud.
Right. Well, I wish you luck tomorrow. And do you want me to play you out?
Yep.
How was that?
Not bad.
Or did you
Not
like bad. The fart one?
No, I don't like the fart one.
Oh. Yeah, that was.
I don't like the fart one. Really? Tell Joey if he wants a grade that. He can call me for he can call the cool commissioner that's not playing in the league.
So, all right, Cam, it's been a pleasure, man.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yep,
bud.
Bye. Yep,
bye.
Well, that just finished our draft. That's going to be like an hour and 45 minutes of talking. I like the fart noises, but I am a child. So anyway, That's been Fantasy Quick Hits with my... Oh my god, do I have to find a joke? What do you call a magical dog? A labracadabrador. I messed that up, but that's... Good night, Fantasy Quick Hits. Smiles, I'm out.